1963 had seen the birth of one-day cricket. It reached a new pinnacle in 1975 with the first World Cup. Australia met the West Indies in the final at Lord's and provided a glorious feast of cricket for all and for John Arlott in particular.
And they've scored off the last 15 balls. Now difficult not only to bowl a maiden over, but apparently to bowl a maiden ball. 185 for three, and Gilmore, my word, how life can change between Wednesday and Saturday. Still a useful bowler and still not the easiest problem for Lloyd to solve. Gilmore comes in, bowls, and Lloyd hits him high away over mid-wicket for four. A stroke of a man knocking a thistle top off with a walking stick. No trouble at all. And it takes Lloyd to 99. Lloyd 99 at 189 for three. An umpire bird having a wonderful time, signalling everything in the world, including stop to traffic coming on from behind. But he's left Gilmore in now, and he comes in, bowls, and Lloyd hits him and recovers. There's his 100. Only half fielded out there on the cover boundary, and the century's up, and the whole ground seething with leaping West Indian delight. I can only say it was worth this. It was worth the treatment it's getting. I thought I saw a policeman applauding. Ah, what an innings. 100 off 82 balls in 100 minutes with two sixes, 12 fours, and even Kanhai outshone. And Gilmore bowls and Kanhai cheers him down to third man. Turner, and there's his return, one run to Kanhai, which sounds like anti-climax, and takes him to 48. Oh, that was a very good over, actually, only one boundary. A near maiden of boundaries. And Ian Chappell still going through with this tactical job. It is Greg he's bringing on again, isn't he? Doug Walters, which is the same thing under a different name. But he is a useful change bowler, Doug Walters. And a great knack of getting out batsmen that better bowlers can't get out. But I shouldn't think he asked to be put on at the moment. Going to bowl to Kanhai, which gives him a chance off the first ball. It's 191 for three with 17 overs to go. And this whole ground seething. Walters then to bowl to Kanhai. Comes in, bowls, and Kanhai slashes. Goes through low to Marsh, he didn't touch it. And that's the first time for hours that a ball is passed unviolated. 73 off eight overs, Bill Fringer tells me. This is nine and over, and this is off a test attack. And Walters comes in, pitches up. Kanhai tries to play him down the leg side. Marsh gets, who is the entire close field, gets across and drops a glove on it. Walters back to his mark. He's medium pace, right arm, and he does get people out. He's giving the ball an optimistic shine on the seat of his pants. Comes up, bowls from very near the stumps, outside the off stump, and that's four runs. And up to the cheers again. And this, I suppose, is what Tony Cozier would call the Caribbean Cricket Union really in the sack. Mustn't show a Guyana bias. Kanhai's 50 off 99 balls in 141 minutes with eight fours. And Walters comes in, bowls to him again. He tries to turn it on the leg side. Mark tries to run him out. Hits the stumps, knocks the bales down, picks it up, goes halfway up to the bowler, and very nearly collected the bales, and he was beaten to it by umpire Bird, who is continuing to emphasise that he's the fastest mover on the field. 195 for three in the 44th over, Lloyd 100, Kanai 52, and West Indies having themselves a ball. And up comes Walters again, pitches up. Kanai drives him straight. And Turner, down at mid-on, looking more and more like Slasher Mackay, fields and returns. He can't quite do the Slasher's nocturnal prowl, but otherwise he looks just like him. Cat, beak, cocked, and high shoulders, pitching his slacks there, as Walters prepares to bowl to Clive Lloyd with Ian Chappell deciding to field at slip. Fly slip, short third man. Third man is walking backwards steadily. Now the field spread really far and wide, and Walters bowls and Lloyd hits him into the covers. McCusker can't stop it. Ross Edwards coming down, round behind does, returns, two runs, a low accurate throw. Two off that, the end of the over, 198 for three. The next thing to cheer is 200 up. Lloyd 102, Kanai 53. 43 overs bowled, 198 for three. 44. And this 44 overs has just gone up. And this game just sailing out ahead of Australia like an express train leaving a station. And now it's Gilmore to Kanai in bowls, and he just pushes that away out into the open country to Thompson. Ian Chappell, of course, trying now with Gilmore and Walters to have his better bowlers in hand when the last 10 overs start and they embark on the real slog. Now Gilmore to Lloyd. He shapes to flick that down the leg side, doesn't touch it. Marsh going across, takes it. And you must believe me that there is no Australian within shouting distance of Marsh. They really have departed to the distant depths of the field. Third man on the boundary, point on the boundary, square leg on the boundary, long leg on the boundary. Long off trying to pretend he isn't on the boundary. Lovely take by Marsh. Appeal by Gilmore. Wait a minute, this might be out. Umpire's conferring. Bird thinks he touched it. Did he carry is the question. He's asking the square leg umpire. A thin edge, did he carry? He's out, he says. Court Marsh, Paul Gilmore, Lloyd is out. And a bit of trouble now. Oh, silly. Beer cans being thrown. People coming on the pitch. Silly. Great inning. Let them applaud him in, not throw beer cans. There's the applause for a splendid innings. 199 for five. And to be fair, it was the beer that threw the beer cans. And Clive Lloyd out. Court Marsh, Bold Gilmore, 102.
The West Indies 291 for eight was enough to win the Prudential Cup, but not by all that much. It took five runouts, three by Viv Richards, to secure the victory by 17 runs. Australia still had four tests to play that summer against England. Tony Greig started his captaincy at Lord's, where he introduced us to David Steele. But on the fourth afternoon, it was a member of the crowd who stole the limelight.
So, Warmer 6, not 11. England 399 for 6, 399 for 6. There's some signals going on to the dressing room. Warmer is running in. Lots of people are running out. Old is bringing Warmer what? Glass of water. Unusual, isn't it? And a freaker.
Oh, a freaker.
We've got a freaker down the wicket now. Not very shapely. And it's masculine. and I would think it's seen the last of its cricket for the day. The police are mustered, so are the cameramen, and Greg Chappell, and now he's had his load, he's being embraced by a blonde policeman, and this may be his last public appearance, but what a splendid one, and so warm. Many, of course, have done this on cold rugby grounds, but this chap has done it before 25,000 people on a day when he doesn't even feel cold. And he's now being marched down in the final exhibition past at least 8,000 people in the man stand, some of whom perhaps have never seen anything quite like this before. And he's getting a very good reception. And at least he's being escorted off by an inspector, and no play will be restarted until he's gone. Fine performance, but what will they do about finding his swimming trunks? A moment.